Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we are on the line with New York State Senator Rob Ort. And Rob, can you tell us a bit about this bill that you've introduced in the New York State Legislature regarding license plates?
Yeah, well, it's a bill that would essentially, in response to the governor's ridiculous license plate contest, where he's forcing New Yorkers to purchase $25 new license plates solely because they wanted to design new plates and solely because they're trying to nickel and dime New Yorkers out of more money. The law currently allows for anything between 1 and 25. The governor chose to do the max. And the fact is that most plates are fine and they don't need to be replaced, even though the state is making people do so. So this bill would say that if you lose your plate or it's damaged beyond repair or recognition, that you'd have to obviously get a new plate and you have to pay for that. But if the state just says we're coming out with a new design, the state would have to issue those plates to New Yorkers free of charge, and it would allow the DMV to basically waive that fee and mandate that they don't charge New Yorkers for plates that otherwise they don't need. And so the governor could do this on his own. He has shown an unwillingness to do so, and so that's why we introduced the legislation.
Are you surprised that the opposition to this bill has been met with not just Republicans, but also Democrats as well? State Senator Tim Kennedy had mentioned in interviews recently that he's not a fan of this $25 fee either. Are you surprised that there's been this much opposition to it?
No, I think, you know, in some ways, you know, we know that New York State is a very high cost state. It's a high tax state, one of the highest tax states in the country. It is a very unaffordable state for a lot of people. That's why we've lost more people than have come here in recent years. And for a lot of people that remain here for various reasons, they know that it's very unaffordable as well. But the truth is, when you're talking about millions or even billions of dollars in the state budget and the government, those are numbers that for a lot of people, you know, it's hard to fathom. And $25 may not seem like a lot, but people recognize exactly what this is. It's the state saying we're going to reach back into your pocket and take $25 out when we already tax you more than most other Americans, when it's already an unaffordable state to live in, and we're going to pretend that you need these plates. But most people, they know what this is. They know that this is a money grab. This is a cash grab disguised as a PR ploy. And so in a lot of ways, I'm not surprised. I'm glad to see both Democrats and Republicans being able to stand up and say, you know, this is a money grab. This is unnecessary. And if the state feels the need to issue new plates, then that should be issued to people free of charge, especially if they don't need them. So I'm glad to see bipartisan support for my bill.
The governor went on the defensive about this recently. He said it's cheap politics meets cheap journalism. What do you make of that response?
Well, you know, the only thing cheap is the idea, and you know, that this is somehow needed. I mean, look, if the governor digs in, that's his prerogative. The more he digs in, I think the more people see this for what it is. You know, if people need new plates, if there's something with going out with the cashless tolling, then issue new plates. But don't tell people that they need these plates when they know they don't. When law enforcement hasn't said that they're having a problem reading the plates, and then be surprised when there's a backlash. Look, the governor, you know, he loves these contests. He loves these PR kind of campaigns. But at the end of the day, people see this for what it is, and I'm sure he doesn't like that. But this isn't cheap politics. This is just elected officials doing their job. St- standing up and calling something what it is and defending taxpayers of New York who have been nickel and dimed and taxed enough over the years. And even though it's $25, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, that's not going to make or break. That isn't the point. That is not the point. The point is it's disingenuous to say this is about cashless tolling. It's disingenuous to say this is about public safety. This is nothing more than New York State going to taxpayers and needing more money and reaching into their pockets and trying to find a ploy to get it. And you have a number of elected officials who are standing up and saying, no, enough is enough. This is ridiculous. If you want to do new plates, fine. If you're going to force it on people, issue them and don't charge them $25. So he can be mad about it all he wants. He can blame the media. He can blame Rob Ort. But at the end of the day, he needs to just look in the mirror and he can blame himself because this is all his own doing.
Rob, last question I got for you is, you know, I'm just looking through some of the headlines and happening also in Erie County soon is that there's a resolution that's probably going to pass opposing the license plate fee. Now, that's in Erie County. I know there was something down in Rensselaer County as well. How much influence do you think counties and municipalities expressing these resolutions to the bill, how much influence do you think that has in Albany?
I think it actually has significant influence because, don't forget, this is a DMV issue. And who runs the DMVs but your county clerks? And so, you know, that's a unique aspect of New York State, which we also know from the illegal driver's license issue and bill. And you've seen what the counties and the county clerks have been able to do with that issue as far as the lawsuits and really pushing back on that. And again, the DMVs and the clerks, they're the ones who are going to hear from constituents when it comes to this kind of a fee. You know, they're not going to go to Albany. They're not going to drive to Albany and yell at the governor. They're going to yell at their county clerk or their staff or whatever it might be. And so I think the counties have an important role here to play. I think they're standing up and representing the people they represent, you know, and work for. And ultimately, you know, if all the different state senators and assembly members across the state are hearing from their locals, from their county legislatures and county clerks, I think that's you're going to see that manifest itself when we go back into session, whether it's this bill or whether it's, you know, some sort of, you know, if the governor ultimately pulls back on this ridiculous idea or what have you, because he could just direct his folks right now to not charge or charge a dollar or something, and you wouldn't, I don't think, see the opposition. But he has decided $25, the maximum amount, and so I think it's important to see the county legislatures all over the state stand up and say, you know what, we recognize this for what it is. Enough is enough. We do not support this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.